But first, the death of Nelson Mandela last week meant the scheduled parliamentary business in the Commons was postponed so that MPs could spend the day paying tribute to the former president of South Africa. There was plenty of humour and anecdote, but the debate also exposed rancour between Labour and Conservative MPs over the Thatcher government's refusal to impose sanctions on South Africa in the 1980s. Rebecca Keating was watching.
Nelson Mandela, prisoner, president and patriarch, is as revered in the House of Commons as he is in his homeland.
I believe that he must have been the greatest statesman of the past century.
To my mind, he is one of the most amazing men that has trod the planet.
He stands head and shoulders above any other in shaping and influencing our modern world.
But Nelson Mandela did not make his mark in Britain solely as a global statesman. For the Labour MP David Lammy, as a black youth growing up in London, Mr. Mandela was the father figure he did not have at home.
I am truly grateful for the role model that was Nelson Mandela. Because for me and so many like me, he provided a tremendous dignity and courage.
Appearing close to tears, Mr. Lammy credited Nelson Mandela with showing young men like him that racism could be countered without violence.
That perhaps was the reason why during the very difficult 1980s we did not pick up Molotov cocktails and cause chaos on our own streets. We chose another path.
The Prime Minister, David Cameron, declared that victory over prejudice and evil was not an inevitable tide.
As the years lengthen and events recede, it can seem as though a natural tide of progress continually bears humanity ever upwards, away from brutality and darkness and towards something better. But it is not so. Progress is not just handed down as a gift, it is won through struggle. The struggle of men and women who believe things can be better.
But Nelson Mandela's struggle did not always have the universal support of the Conservative Party, as the Labour leader Ed Miliband gently reminded the House.
It may seem odd to a younger generation that apartheid survived as long as it did, given that it now seems to have been universally reviled all the world over. But of course the truth in the history is very different. The cause was highly unfashionable, often considered dangerous by those in authority, and opposed by those in government.
Segment 1. But first, the death of Nelson Mandela last week meant the scheduled parliamentary business in the Commons was postponed so that MPs could spend the day paying tribute to the former president of South Africa. There was plenty of humour and anecdote, but the debate also exposed rancour between Labour and Conservative MPs over the Thatcher government's refusal to impose sanctions on South Africa in the 1980s. Rebecca Keating was watching.
Nelson Mandela, prisoner, president and patriarch, is as revered in the House of Commons as he is in his homeland.
I believe that he must have been the greatest statesman of the past century.
To my mind, he is one of the most amazing men that has trod the planet.
Segment 2.
He stands head and shoulders above any other in shaping and influencing our modern world.
But Nelson Mandela did not make his mark in Britain solely as a global statesman. For the Labour MP David Lammy, as a black youth growing up in London, Mr. Mandela was the father figure he did not have at home.
I am truly grateful for the role model that was Nelson Mandela. Because for me and so many like me, he provided a tremendous dignity and courage.
Segment 3.
Appearing close to tears, Mr. Lammy credited Nelson Mandela with showing young men like him that racism could be countered without violence.
That perhaps was the reason why during the very difficult 1980s we did not pick up Molotov cocktails and cause chaos on our own streets. We chose another path.
The Prime Minister, David Cameron, declared that victory over prejudice and evil was not an inevitable tide.
As the years lengthen and events recede, it can seem as though a natural tide of progress continually bears humanity ever upwards, away from brutality and darkness, and towards something better.
Segment 4.
But it is not so. Progress is not just handed down as a gift, it is won through struggle. The struggle of men and women who believe things can be better.
But Nelson Mandela's struggle did not always have the universal support of the Conservative Party, as the Labour leader Ed Miliband gently reminded the House.
It may seem odd to a younger generation that apartheid survived as long as it did, given that it now seems to have been universally reviled all the world over. But of course the truth in the history is very different. The cause was highly unfashionable, often considered dangerous by those in authority and opposed by those in government.